Maddie.
Mandy,
Katie.
we are here. It is the best 2 weeks of the year. We are in the
Woo-hoo.
thick of it. And has it been amazing?
It has been so nice.
So good.
So
So
many
good.
moments.
Today is Wednesday. We record on Wednesdays, and I did not see some things, but I've seen one thing, and I'm already a weepy mess. I have gone from laughing hysterically at friends' text about Florida people and swimming in Florida. Apparently, you have to wear shorts in the pool. I don't know. And then moving to weepy messes about things that I have seen. It is the best events of the every 4 years. I love it. So I'm so excited that we are in the middle of things and we get to talk about all the things today.
Yay.
Yay. So I thought I would start with pre-Olympics, my favorite little fella who I told y'all about, who is now, I mean, I feel like we're a trendsetter here on Find Your People. I feel like we turned the world on to this little kid. I can't even barely say his last name. Stephen Now Rocky or Now Recky or whatever. Clark Kent is his new name.
We call him Specs.
Specs. He is adorable.
So cute.
Ah, me.
Just such a little dork. Have you seen him standing in the back solving his Rubik's Cube in 10 seconds flat?
He did it on the Today Show. He's precious. His little girlfriend is all hype about him. He was talking about her and just the way he talks about her and her being so supportive and they're nerds together. There is not a part of his life that is not precious to me.
Very sweet.
So
Very
cute.
sweet. And boy, did he kill it.
Killed it.
So
And knew
happy.
it. And knew it. And knew it the minute he was done. He killed it. I've never been more excited about a bronze medal until the girls'
Amazing.
rugby team.
That was awesome, too.
Was great. So, I mean, it was just precious. He is living his best life. His best nerd life is getting him all this attention that he's not used to. He's great. He's just great. And he does do the pommel horse by feel.
Yeah. So I read something about his eyesight. It's something he has some condition that causes his eyes to always be dilated. So I don't know how that affects your vision. But it's funny. And Birch had an excellent point because she sent me a meme. I've seen it before. But it's a swimmer who has finished, who's squinting at the scoreboard. And she's like, LASIK is really missing a great sponsorship opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they called it a sensitivity. So I think because they're always dilated, he's extra sensitive to light. So, like, he talked about it on the Today Show, and Hoda Kotb like gave him her
Sunglasses.
sunglasses because he was not prepared for the studio to be that bright and sunny. And she was like, just keep them, they're yours. So he left with a new pair of shades. And then at the Today Show, I think he met a little boy that has his same condition.
Aww.
And I mean, just another reason to love him. It was the most precious little meeting of this. He's probably 9 or 10 little
Yeah.
boy that has that same eye condition. So what a great, oh, what a great ambassador for all things USA Gymnastics.
Very fun for sure.
Like I said, I've been crying a lot, which is great. It means that there's been some really, really good moments. Mandy, is there anything that has made you a little teary?
I cried yesterday. I want to say it was looking at somebody's
Oh,
parents,
yeah.
or the gymnast's parents,
Yes.
maybe the child's. But that was really sort of it. You know, it takes more to get me to cry. Although I was crying last week, I think I maybe cried them all out.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of the rugby player who I love is watching her weep as much as she did made me very, very teary. Oh.
Just giving you a glimpse of what's going on behind me there.
And it's a puppy, and you know, I'm excited. I can't wait. I hope we get to talk about him here in a minute, because I can't wait to hear about him. But he's snoozing. He doesn't care. He don't want to meet me at all. He doesn't care. But yeah, it's been very emotional. I thought it's been a great with between the parents and siblings. There's some stuff that made me cry today that would spoil things. So I'm going to hold that in and we can talk about next week, but it's just been so much fun. And that's really what we're here for, is just the stories about these Olympics. One thing. Okay. So there are lots of things that I think I can do now. And one thing I know I can do is I could totally be the cap girl, the cap catcher. Have you seen Snoop got so excited about that?
I haven't seen Snoop get so excited about it.
Okay. So everybody got excited about it too. Apparently, and you know, probably know better about this than I do, and certainly your sister does. I didn't know that caps came off. I thought they were on tight so they would stay on. But occasionally, swim caps come off in the bottom of the pool.
Sometimes they're so tight that you want it, like, they're so tight that they will pop off because they're not big enough, because you want it so tight.
Okay. And you wear multiple, right? Like, you put one on, you put the goggles on, and then you put another one on. So
some do. Everybody does a little different, but yeah.
If one of them pops off, sometimes that's not the only one. So it's not like they're going out there all willy-nilly without a cap. But when they pop off and are in the bottom of the pool, there's a fella in a Speedo who walks out in front of God and everybody in his Speedo and jumps in and gets the caps off the bottom of the pool. The cap catcher is what Snoop has now called him. Dave,
the cap catcher. I've been to a few swim meets in my life, y'all. I've never seen it before.
Look, if that's a job, I want it. I can do that.
My friend Elizabeth was asking last night, we were talking about things that you would or would not do. And she said, how much would you charge to run and do a cartwheel?
Oh.
Well, considering I've never been able to do a cartwheel, it would have to be a lot of money because it would have to cover my medical bills when I break my neck. And then she said, how much would you have to be paid to put on, I think maybe she just said a bathing suit.
Right.
And go on national TV. And I was like, $2.50. Yeah. I don't care. She's like, I knew you were going to say that.
I would put on, I wouldn't wear like a bikini. A bikini would take more than that. But like one of my bathing suits that's in my closet right now, I'll go. If you want to take me to the Olympics to be the cap catcher, I'll do it for free. I don't need money.
Yeah. And I also, now, if you ask me to put on a bikini and walk amongst 10 of my acquaintances in real life, you'd have to pay me $1 million.
Yeah, right.
Just go on national TV and I don't care.
I don't care.
So, sign me up for the cap catcher.
For LA, we should volunteer to be cap catchers. We'll be a team. We'll tag team it.
Yeah.
I like it. So that kind of leads me into the thing that we joke about a lot, that sports I think I can do.
I hope everybody follows us on Instagram and saw the meme.
I loved it.
And then my friend, I also have a friend who lives in Chattanooga, Allie, who she was sort of recreating. I posted it on my Instagram feed. She was recreating that meme last night.
Love it.
So, the best part is her dog lying on the ottoman, not reacting at all.
Dog doesn't care. Just like yours, clearly doesn't care. Obviously, gymnastics is top of the list, because if you're following me on Instagram, you'll see my picture right now. My picture is of me when I was like, my profile pic is when I was like 6 years old doing a split for the gymnast. Now, can I do that now? No, but I could do it at one point. So I feel like I could do gymnastics. The one that I forgot that I know I can do.
I'm just going to say, there's a little, as a proponent of the liberal arts education, which taught me how to think, It's just a small gap in your reasoning, but continue.
Look, nobody said I was going to be good at it. The other thing I think I could do that I totally forgot. Well, there's two things. First, I owned, or still own, actually, I'm letting someone use a kayak. So I have kayaked on some things that are not quite as rapid as what they're doing, but I feel like I could at least not die doing it.
Okay.
So I think kayaking.
That's our standard. Okay.
Yep, that's my standard.
Not die.
Okay. Not die. Like, and then the other one, and I don't know if I've told this story here, but it's one of my favorite stories. Badminton. I think I could do badminton.
Okay. Heard something. I was watching that stupid Gold Zone channel, which, yep. Like, can we pause for just a second and talk about the Peacock coverage?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's hard to find. Like, night before last, Birch was like, I was trying to watch the gymnastics. I can't find it. And I'm like, okay, here's what you do.
Yep.
You go in, you click on this, you look for the Prime Time in Paris slide, and you click on that. I mean, it's a lot. Anyway,
it is a lot to wade through.
I was watching the Gold Zone channel,
and
which is like Olympics for ADHD people.
Right.
Girl. But they mentioned in their commentary that the badminton birdie is like one of the fastest things at the Olympics, that it flies so quickly through the air. I can't remember what speed they said, but it was fast.
Well, that kind of goes along with my story from high school about badminton. I in high school did not
You're
work.
Out.
Yeah. Have I told that story here before?
I think so.
I was not wearing glasses at the time. I was in between my cross-eyed Katie and can't see Katie, like I am now. And we were playing badminton in PE. And it's called, by the way, a shuttlecock. And my friend Carol was trying to flip it up off the ground. And it was one of the ones with the rubber stopper. It wasn't real feathers. It was plastic. She flipped that shuttlecock into my eyeball. And I had to go to the eye doctor and wear a patch. I had to wear a patch. I got hit in the eye. Let that sentence sink in. I got hit in the eye with a shuttlecock and had to wear an eye patch for a week.
How old are you? High school, you said?
Yes. Humiliatingly so.
When we were in middle school, my friend Randall and I, happy birthday tomorrow, Randall, were playing poker because we had gotten a poker board game set for Christmas, as
Love
you
it.
Do when you're in middle school. And I threw a penny at her, and yeah, it hit her in the eye. She had to wear a patch, and we were real nice about it and called her One Eye Randy for, you know, the 2 weeks that she had it on.
Imagine that. And instead of a penny, it being a shuttlecock.
You're lucky, you can see.
Look, it Katie is grace and beauty. That's what I'm going to say. Just absolutely. All this, of course. So I could definitely do badminton because I've survived badminton before.
Okay.
Kayaking.
And you can do gymnastics because you once could do the splits.
Yep. And then things I have done before in my life, mainly at summer camp, are like fencing, riflery, archery. So, I mean, I really think that I can do a lot of this stuff.
Maybe you should do, what's the event where they do like a lot of those?
There's some with the shooting that I really, honest and truly, because I'm
so
a very
like
good marksman.
Like you have to shoot and
but
run or something.
See,
run,
there's where you lose me. Yep, you do have to run in between the things sometimes.
Okay.
And I'm out at that point. But marksmanship, I probably could be okay.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's my list.
Okay. Well, listen, I'd be a gold medalist swimmer because I was the 8 and under tri-state high point champion.
I'm here for it.
So, listen.
Yeah. Done.
I would wager a guess that Sorry, watching the Braves. I would wager a guess that breaststroke would not be in my arsenal.
Okay.
But everything else, look out.
Done.
I once held a record in backstroke. So obviously I've got that.
Right. I love a good backstroke. Here's what I like. I don't think it's an Olympic sport. I do love the pool and I love to be in the pool, but I don't know if floating and drinking an adult beverage is any kind of Olympic sport. But if it was,
there you
gold,
go.
Gold medal right there. Gold medal.
My favorite thing I've learned this week is that the Australians don't just talk about, you know, the women's soccer team. They name them. So the women's soccer team are the Matildas.
This is my favorite thing. I've just now learned this and I'm so excited.
And the swimmers are the Dolphins.
Of course they are.
Isn't that cute? I happened upon a Australian Olympic podcast.
As one
as
does.
you do. And I listened to it.
Of course.
And he kept talking about the Tillies because they shorten the Matildas to the Tillies. So I'm here to tell you that the United States women's national team today defeated the Tillies 2-1.
I could not be happier about anything in my life.
Isn't that the greatest thing you ever heard?
And now, if I end up with a girl dog, because that's coming in my life after this year, Tilly is definitely in the running for a name. Matilda when she's in trouble, and Tilly when she's not. What? I'm in love. I love
it. There's a great Moultrie native named Tilly Arwood.
See, look at that.
She lives in Cashers now. But she was a great singer and piano player and went to the Methodist Church.
I love Tilly. I love Tilly. So, Mandy, you, we kind of alluded to this moments ago. It is not on your list. However, I would like to know about the other heartbeat that is in your apartment.
Young Freddie.
Frey Freeman. Look, he's the third Freddie Freeman I know.
Just a few months shy of when he was originally scheduled to arrive here, like 7 months.
I was about to say, a few.
Yeah, he, sweet, sweet boy. He was, the rescue got him, can't remember now, it was some small town in Alabama. But the man called, they had taken this dog from their cousin who was getting ready to take him to a shelter. She lived in Atlanta. And he called Betsy and said that they had taken the dog from the cousin. They just tied him up on the front porch. And he was barking so much that his wife said if he didn't get rid of that dog, she was going to shoot him.
Oh.
I said, him, when you say shoot him, is that the husband or the dog?
The dog. Because either one. Look, either one could.
Either one's bad.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the rescue got him. He's been in boarding in Mobile for like 10 months at this point, but he's just the sweetest thing. Weimaraners are either like amazing athletes or the biggest klutz you've ever seen in your life. This is the klutziest dog I have ever encountered.
That's my favorite thing I've heard
regularly
today.
Falls down just on the regular.
Love
the
it.
One of the reasons, one of the delays in my getting him, like we literally had the pickup scheduled and he managed to walk in such a way that one of the techs opened a door onto his foot and sliced his foot, and it was about the time my elevator was getting replaced, so we decided that was not a good time to get a dog with a lame foot. But it's been, I mean, that's been 7 months and the foot still is not completely healed because he will not leave it alone. So he also has some boots.
I love a good shoe.
Have to put the boot on at night. Yeah. But other than that, he's just real sweet. He's as sweet as he can be. He does not have separation anxiety, knock on wood.
So I was going to ask you, like, okay, so she wanted to get rid of him because of the barking. Have you encountered the barking?
The dog has not barked one time.
What I was thinking, maybe she was the issue and not the dog.
Well, you don't tie, like, listen, this is why you have to know your dog breed. I don't really know any dog breed that would be happy just tied up on the porch.
No.
The wine hunters?
Oh, no.
For sure not your dog to tie up on the front porch.
Absolutely not.
So, of course he was barking.
Of course.
Yeah, but no, he has not barked. He is fine with other dogs. He's gotten aware. Like, he gets real excited when he sees them. Even still, he haven't barked. So,
I love it. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say he was a good judge of character. That's what I'm going to say out loud, not a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course he was out there barking.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
Of course he was.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else fun going on in your life?
No.
Awesome.
I ordered another box of peaches.
I saw that. Of course, that's amazing.
But yeah, that's sort of the highlight of my week, Olympics, and it's going to be my last box. I'm not going to order another box.
And Fred Freeman.
Freddie Freeman.
I mean, he is just tuckered out on the couch behind you. He's just living his best life. He's at the jackpot.
He may have had some better living through chemistry because, you know, I had to leave earlier today. So, listen, when they dropped him off to me, the amount of sedatives that they gave with him, I was like, y'all, what is happening? I thought he was easy. And they're like, oh, we just are giving him all that and boarding to keep him from licking his foot. He's not going to need all that at your house. And he hasn't.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Welcome to freedom, Freddie Freeman.
And I will say, all of this is taken with a grain of salt because it typically takes a dog at least 3 weeks to even start to relax enough to sort of show their real personality. So he may completely change in a week or two. But
we'll check back in and see what mayhem he's causing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I can't wait.
Okay, Katie, you've got food this week. Tell us what's good.
I do have food this week, and I'm so excited because I've been eating good with the Olympics. As y'all know, I told you and we posted our meals. Mandy went with Fun Girl Supper, and I was so jealous of her cheese platter. I ate really well off of my meal for several days, but what I was doing at lunch was super easy. And so I thought I'd share it. I just did some ham and cheese sliders. I shared last week that I made this mustard sauce with a little bit of mayonnaise and that dressing that I found at Trader Joe's that I told y'all about. And I was putting that on the pork chops and marinating the pork chops in it and all those things. Well, I had plenty of it. I still got a little bit. And so I was spreading that on some Hawaiian rolls, putting a piece of ham and some Gruyere cheese and putting it in the oven for about 20 minutes. And y'all, easy, yummy. I mean, yummy. It was so good. So I love a good slider, obviously. So there we go. There we go. The other thing I'm going to make that I have not made yet, that the ingredients are sitting in my fridge, is a quiche. And I love a mushroom and asparagus quiche. And so I thought I would share just my basic quiche recipe. You can, with this base, you can do whatever you want. But this is actually a friend of my mom's, her recipe, and it's really good. It does have, she says Hellman's, I'm a Duke's girl. But it has mayonnaise, milk, eggs, cornstarch. And then from there, you just do what you want with it.
I'll have to say, I was shocked to see mayo and cornstarch in a quiche recipe.
And look, the first time I made it, I was very skeptical. But it is delicious. It makes it real thick. It's just really good. It's just a great basic whatever. So put whatever herbs and pepper you like in there. Add whatever cheese you like. You do pre-bake the shell, which I put that in there. And then I just put what I'm mixing, you know, what meat and vegetables I want on the bottom, and then pour that stuff over it and bake it. And it's super easy. I did give some examples, you know, just a simple ham and cheese quiche is always good. Mushroom and asparagus is what I'm making. The original recipe from Miss Hertwig is bacon and caramelized onions, which is delicious. Spinach and feta is always good. So, I mean, you can do whatever you want with it, but that base is very good for a quiche.
Okay.
So there we go.
My mom, ironically, who, you know, made like six things when we were growing up. You know, she made spaghetti. She made roasted meat. She made tuna casserole. Okay, maybe she made four things. One of the things in her rotation was a quiche.
Same.
Ham and cheese, quiche. When she would make it, it would, you know, it made two quiches, so she'd always freeze one.
Yep.
And then my Uncle James and Aunt Carolyn moved to Dallas. My Aunt Carolyn opened a little tea room in Dallas, and they served Aunt Jane's quiche
Love at
it. The tea room.
Stop it.
Isn't that cute?
That is cute. Yep. So our summer rotation, especially with sometimes we have a quiche, tuna and apple was in our summer rotation.
She would make tuna, but she might would have put apple in hers, but I probably wouldn't eat tuna or apple.
And it had mayonnaise. So it was mayonnaise, tuna, and apple.
Potato chops.
You didn't eat any of that.
Familiar with potato chops? But potato chops were on top of the tuna casserole. So, you know, I had to start cooking for myself because my mama was always taking my sister to swim practice in Americus.
As one does.
And so one of the things that I first learned to make was this tuna casserole, which was literally a can of tuna, a can of cream of mushroom soup, stirred together with some potato chips crumbled on top of it.
Done.
Bake it 350, do you a little minute rice, act like you're grown.
Act like you're grown, because you basically were. There we go. I love it. Well, I hope y'all enjoy this just basic. I mean, make it what you want, but that base is really just a good, solid quiche base. And it's a little bit different, so I thought I would share.
Great.
Mandy, you've got some good favorites. Some are Olympics based and some are not. And that last one especially, I'm really not sure what that is. And I cannot wait to hear all about your favorites. So talk to us.
Well, the first thing, I think I mentioned I had bought some bras from the Nordstrom anniversary sale. I'm getting a message that my internet is unstable.
Oh.
Anyway, so I have linked. This is a racer back, and it's more like a bralette.
Okay.
Just pull it over. But yeah, it's a racer back, and y'all, it is so comfortable. I got it because I got all those J. Crew tanks that I mentioned the last time I had favorites. And it's perfect under those. So I would highly recommend it. And it was on sale, I want to say for like maybe $36 or something for the Nordstrom sale.
Oh, wow. So okay.
I got a black one and just like, you know, a cream colored one, and love them both. So I highly recommend that if you're looking for a racer back bra. My second thing is Dwayne Wade commentating at the Olympics.
I was just looking for the quote that I sent you and some other friends from Dwayne Wade. He's amazing.
It's just so good because it's like it pops out that player in him, because he played with a few of these guys. He and LeBron won a championship together and a gold medal together. So, you know, he knows some of these guys. And so he just pops out with stuff that, you know, it's like you're sitting on the bench with them.
So I think the one that caught my eye the other day, and I think I sent it to you, he said, light on the razzle, heavy on the dazzle. And I was like, new life motto.
Right? that's fun. So if you get a chance to watch any of the Olympic basketball. On that note, there are two documentaries that you should watch about Olympic basketball. I know one is a 30 for 30, and it was about the women's, the first women's basketball team. And y'all, maybe it wasn't the first women's basketball team, but it was like one of the early ones. And do y'all believe, first of all, there's a woman who is still playing? Her name just left me.
Stop.
It was in today's ESPN Daily podcast. They talked about her. But they have not lost a game since like 2004 or something. Like they are just badasses.
Yes. USA is playing right now that you can. I mean, if you want to, if you were live listening, which of course nobody is, they're playing now. So Dwayne Wade is killing it now, I'm sure.
As are the Braves suddenly with the second set of back-to-back home runs in the game. Same folks have hit back-to-back home runs in different innings.
Love it.
Little D.
Little D.
Anyway, so there's a 30 for 30 documentary about the women's national team, which is stellar. And then there's another one, I can't remember where I watched it. I'm sure if you just Google documentary about men's Olympic basketball. It was like they had the dream team that was like Jordan and Magic and Larry Bird, like, you know, it was that era. And that was like the first time they had let professional basketball players play in the Olympics. And then I want to say like the next Olympics, it wasn't the same caliber of players who agreed to go.
The Redeem team?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
And so they lost. They didn't win the gold medal. So this documentary, The Redeem Team, is about when it's like Kobe and LeBron. When they go and they bring in, I want to say, if I remember correctly, they brought in Kobe later.
Yes.
And it was sort of like he was the perfect catalyst. Like he was the puzzle that they needed, the puzzle piece they needed to make everything fit. Anyway, both of those are great documentaries and fun to sort of watch that as you're watching the Olympics because you can kind of have a better appreciation. So the next thing is from Whole Foods.
Okay.
It is strawberry mint basil sparkling water. It's the 365 brand. It's just very refreshing and just a little bit different with the basil and the mint in it. It's not real heavy strawberry.
I'm going to put that on my list.
But it's very herbaceous and refreshing.
I love that.
And then the final thing is also drink related. It is, I made it, shocker, Smitten Kitchen.
I should have known.
So, but there you can find recipes wherever you want to. They're called shrubs.
Okay.
And they take fresh fruit and vinegar and sugar. And you mix all that together in whatever proportions you want and leave it in your fridge. And then when you're making a cocktail, you get a tablespoon or so of the shrub and mix it with, you know, the alcohol and then, you know, whatever, tonic, soda, whatever, whatever. This, the recipe that Deb had, it's a peach shrub. So it was like a peach, a cup of sugar, some apple cider vinegar. I think that's it. And you just mix all that together and leave it. And then the next day, you take a tablespoon of that, some bourbon, and then top it with ginger beer.
Love it.
And so
I am linking the full drink recipe, but within that drink recipe is the shrub recipe. So go look for it. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, and I had always seen them and been like, I don't know, but I had, you know, because I've ordered 4 boxes of peaches. I had a spare peach.
Right.
So I thought I might as well try it. And it is, it's, you know, it's different because it's got the vinegar in it, but it's also got sugar, you know, so theoretically that sort of balance, but it is, it's just, it's very tasty.
So I got, you know, y'all know, I've said it 100 times and it's so true. Anything Mandy tells me to do, I do. So when I went on and got Gordo beans,
Rancho Gordo
beans, they had, and they said it's back in stock, but only for, you know, until we run out. They had a pineapple vinegar that I have sitting in my cabinet and a peach, not with apple cider, but with pineapple vinegar shrub.
Right.
Doesn't that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
So when I go next week up to Jay Moore to get some fresh vegetables, and they have plenty of peaches, I'm going to grab a peach and do that. And I will report back.
Please do. I'm laughing. My nephew just texted me. He's in Charleston, and he had asked me where they should eat.
Oh, I can give him
apparently one. Apparently he is there, and he just texts me, what do you usually get at Leon's?
I love it. Well, while we've been sitting here, my father texted me a picture of the Monroe, as I like to call it, the Monroe County Repeater, not the reporter, the repeater, which is actually owned by a friend of mine. And they have a story about Elvis coming to Macon 47 years ago. And my parents were there. And so was I. So that means that my birthday's coming up. That's what that means. Elvis Day, everybody, for all that celebrate. So, Mandy, I feel like watching the Olympics is our full-time job. I mean, I have a job and I do that job. And I do it well. I'm preaching about Ilona Meyer this week.
There you go.
There we go. But I feel like that's our full-time job right now.
I didn't make any Olympic references in the brief I was writing for the Georgia Supreme Court.
Oh my God, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that. Would remind me of that very. The show that we love so much, The West Wing, when the Supreme Court justice goes off the rail and starts writing in iambic pentameter.
Yeah.
You could have snuck in some references. But right now, the Sudan and USA are playing basketball, but it is Wednesday. But what else are we doing? Do you have anything else planned for this week? I don't, except watch the Olympics.
I gotta go. We're having Christmas in July. In church choir tonight, so I gotta make a beat cobbler. But no, I don't. I'm like looking at my calendar, I don't think so.
That's good. I have loved this Olympics, not just with you, Mandy, who I adore and we do this and we love it, but I have a couple of other friends that are like, okay, here's what's on tap today, here's what I'm watching while I'm sitting at my desk at work, don't spoil this, So we're trying with the time difference to not spoil anything for anybody here and there and yonder. And it's so fun though. It's just been a great, in the world we live in today.
Yeah.
This has been a really nice and beautiful thing to be a part of watching sports together. And so
My sister and I have FaceTimed quite a bit. There's nobody more fun than watching the Olympics. My sister.
I'm waiting for my invitation to FaceTime with y'all.
It's hysterical.
I mean, she is, a joy anyway. So I would love to join y'all. I would just sit muted and watch y'all. And I'm sure it would be just as entertaining.
Somebody's up back there.
Somebody's awake. I was about to say, I see a gray shadow.
That's all I got going on. So what do we have left Olympics-wise?
So the rest of this week is finishing up gymnastics. I'm excited. Tonight, they haven't really been showing much diving on the primetime coverage, but tonight there is some. So I'm excited about that.
When did Moultrie dive?
I don't know. We need to find that out. We need to track that. The beach volleyball is almost done with pool play. So that's been fun to watch. The U.S. is doing pretty well there. And next week, the big thing next week is track and field. So we start, that's always the second week. So we start with that next week. I don't know exactly what day, but we start next week with that's the Sha'Carri Richards of the world. And the, what's that little kid that,
that 16-year-old.
Yes. So all those things. So we'll be watching our Olympians on the track.
When is the women's all around? Tomorrow.
Today was men's. I have not watched it. It will be in primetime coverage. Tomorrow is the all around. And then they do the apparatus. So then we'll go back to the men to do the individual apparatuses, apparatus, and then the women. So, and then that'll be it for the gymnastics. There's a lot more swimming to go, though, I think. So we'll keep watching swimming and then move to track and field. And I think soccer takes the whole time. So I should have said this. There should be a category of things that I know I can't do without dying. And I don't know if you've watched any of the surfing. I know nothing about surfing. I mean, zero. But I know that every person that has either commentated or been a friend or family that they've interviewed or been one of the competitors has said this is the most dangerous place in the world to surf.
It's wild.
And so, therefore, surfing is not on Katie's list of things she knows she can do.
You know, I was watching this morning, and I don't know what it was called. It looked like they were in a skate park. And in fact, it may be where they do the skateboarding. I don't know. Yeah. But it looked like that. But they were on a little bike. And it looks like those balance bikes that your kids are learning to ride bicycles on nowadays.
BMX.
And they were slipping and flying and carrying on their bike. I couldn't do that.
Nope. BMX. Now, I have ridden a bike in my life. But I will say that that is another one I think I would die. There's not enough bubble wrap in this world to keep me safe on those bikes. Yep. Oh, and golf's coming up. Like golf is coming up as well. So
I love the random stuff of just I spent an hour watching table tennis.
Right? I've played table tennis.
Tell you all about the, you can play these table tennis.
No.
High serve.
Right?
Listen, strategy galore. I just love the random stuff like that. And when is Snoop going to be commentating the dressage with Martha?
Don't know. I'm starting to think that was a pipe dream.
I don't want to miss that.
I know. So the horses have been this week. And then, so golf is Scotty Scheffler. I don't know who the other male is for US, but Scotty and his wife and their new little baby were at gymnastics the other night. They're super cute. So, and I saw a meme that said, from convict to the Olympics.
Silly.
I know. So anyway, lots of great stuff coming up.
So y'all tune in and let us know what you think.
Yes, and watch our Instagram. Mandy's been doing a much better job than I have posting stuff. I need to do better. But keep us posted. Text us. Message us. We love those messages and text. So anyway, y'all have a great week. We will see you next week. And I'm already with my friends making plans for LA and Salt Lake City.
Good. Bye, y'all.
Bye.